Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah. And the topic is, the family is a gift from Allah. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the noble, the bestower, the one who gives بغير حساب, without account. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our leader, our prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and upon his family, and upon his companions, all of them, and upon whomsoever acts and follows them in the best of ways until the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness of Allah, that which we call taqwa. For he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gloriously transcendent, states, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And fear a day wherein you will be returned to Allah, and then every soul will be compensated for that which it earns, and they will not be treated unjustly. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises his special servants, and one of his special servants are the Ibadur Rahman, the servants of the merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them and says, these are the people who turn towards him saying, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. O our Lord, make our wives and make our offspring, make them قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ, the coolness of our eyes, and make us from the muttaqeen, those who have taqwa, imaman. Make us from those leaders. In other words, that we first and foremost will be of those who embody taqwa. So the very fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those he praises, the ibad rahman, and gives them their attribute that they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they have wives and that they have offspring who are the coolness of their eyes, means that this very thing in and of itself is desirable. It is something that we should desire. It is something that brings us closer to Allah thereby. And it is an attribute of those who are the ibad of Rahman, those who are the true slaves of Allah. And so what do we take from this? What we take from this is that to have a strong family and to have a beautiful family life is in and of itself one of the greatest of gifts we can have in this world. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, as he mentions what he did to Sayyidina Ayyub, he says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَذِكْرَى لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And we granted him, his family, and a like number with them as mercy from us, and as a remembrance for لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, for those who are understanding. So those who truly get it, those who truly understand, will know that it is a rahmah to have your family and the like, وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ, and the like with them. And what this means is that it was an honor for Sayyidina Ayyub to have his wife and his children. And it was honor for him such that he could be content therein. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the wife of Sayyidina Ayyub is a reference in general, as there are plenty of references in the Quran and the Sunnah about the role of the wife. And that how she indeed is a bestowal from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course that works the vice versa as well. It works in the reverse. A righteous husband is a true and a wonderful bestowal to the wife. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And indeed Allah has made for you from your own selves azwaja, spouses. So the wives who have husbands and the husbands who have wives have in some capacity whosoever they have in their life is from their own selves. And it is from their own selves in a way that it will complete them. And it is a form of rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why many of the mufassirun of the Qur'an, the interpreters of the Qur'an, commented and said, truly, a wife is a blessing, and she is a treasure that we should honor, because only someone who understands her worth will know her value. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said to Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he said, Ya Mu'adh, qalbun shakir, he said, a grateful heart, wa lisanun dhakir, and a tongue that's busy in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَزَوْجَةٌ صَالِحَةٌ, and a righteous wife, تُعِينُكَ عَلَى أَمْرِ دُنْيَاكَ وَدِينِكَ, and that righteous wife who's able to help you in the affairs of this world and the next, خَيْرٌ مَكْتَنَزَ النَّاسِ, is better than that which the people gather as if it's a treasure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the lisan of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here is saying, he's comparing what? A righteous wife to a grateful heart, qalbun shakir, and a tongue that's moist in dhikr, lisanu dhakir. Why? Because all of these things ultimately tu'inuka will aid and abet you in this world and in the next, fi dunya wa fil akhirah, and in the next world. And so the wife who's righteous has literally been compared to the state of that which is the most beneficial to you in this world and the next. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a principle of reciprocity, that if you have a righteous wife, then part of his command is that you should be with her, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and live with them, your wives and your wife, in kindness. And this was a principle. And so a husband who doesn't honor his wife is not understanding the guidance of the Qur'an and the Sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِأَهْلِ بَيْتٍ خَيْرًا أَدْخَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّفْقِ, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to bring about good in a family, then he causes to enter upon them, amongst their hearts, gentleness. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was the best of those who were the best to his wives. And we're meant to follow him because he's a uswatul hasana, he's the best of examples. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, khayrukum khayrukum li ahli wa ana khayrukum li ahli, and he said, the best of you are the best of you to his wife, and I am the best to my wife. And so this idea of honoring your wives is literally a principle of the deen. And it determines which of you are the best and which of you are far from that. Now that's just the role of the wife. And this works in reciprocity, because if a wife is not honoring her husband, then this is the hal jaza'u al-ihsan ila al-ihsan, right? That if you're good, you get good. And if you're not good, usually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, that based on how you are, you will reap. Based on what you sow, you end up reaping. And so we should have the mu'amala with each other as we hope to be treated by ourselves. So we treat each other as we hope to be treated by ourselves. Now, this is just the wife. But then what about the other gifts that make up the family, and from the greatest of these gifts are children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that He creates what He wills and He gives to whom He wills. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثَ وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ He, whomsoever He wills, He gives girls, and whomsoever He wills, He gives boys. And there's definitely some kind of ishara here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the girls muqaddam, right? But in any case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made both from the blessings. But sometimes, in some distorted perception, some people may not see that. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in various hadith, he actually emphasized the ri'aya, someone who cares for a daughter. He said someone who looks after a daughter, he said two or more, he said they will be like this with me in Jannah, and he joined his two fingers together. And these riwayat go all the way down. Some of the riwayat go all the way down to someone who's caring even for one daughter. And so the idea being that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to break up distorted images of society. And in his time, there was a distorted image whereby somehow when the girls were born, they were seen as something less. And this is something that is something detestable if someone has this attitude. And it's interesting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah gives the girls taqdeem. Not to say that there's any difference, but in order to realign your hearts so that you come to realize that there is no preference in this regards, and you come to the balance that this is either you get a girl or you get a boy. Both of these things are gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a gift it is to have a child. How many of us who have gone on that journey of parenthood, we see our lives all of a sudden, just the whole energy of the house changes because you've got someone who's in the house who, as the ulama say, qareebun. He's close to the ahad. He's close to his fitra. Kullu mauludin yulid ala fitra. Every child is born on the fitra. And what is that fitra? To that plane of mushahada, that plane of seeing the wahdaniya, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so these children are coming from that alam, that abode, and they've entered into the alam al-arham, into the abode of the wombs, and they come out into this world of the abdan, of the bodies. But while they're here, they're still in that state of tawheed, they're close to that state of tawheed, and so they bring that energy of that tawheed, and which is rahmah, which is that which connects into the house. And so it is from the most beautiful of blessings to have a child. And this is something any of us whose hearts are alive can tell. Go into a house where you've got babies and children, and that house feels like it's got something celestial, it's got something angelic about it. And a house which generally is bereft of children, unless it's got dhikr taking place, a house can become dark. And the place you live can become dark. And so dark, not just of darkness, like when the night comes and it gets dark, but darkness of the soul. And that's why one of the greatest of gifts are children. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Inna awladukum hibatullahi lakum." Indeed, your children are the hibah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. And that's why we find in the Quran, time and time again, different prophets making dua for children. It's not so that they can make the arrogance and pride and say, "Ana fulan wa fulan, wa ibni fulan wa fulan, I'm this and that." No, it's because they realize this is a gift from Allah, and a gift of Allah brings with it khair and barakah, and they wanted to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again. And that's why Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is reported to have said in the Quran, he said, "Rabbi habli min as-salihin." He said, "Oh my Lord, grant me a child from amongst the righteous." And the Quran obviously notes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard that dua, heard that nida, heard that call. And the Quran says, "Wawahabna lahu Ishaq wa Ya'qub." And we gave him Ishaq, and we gave him Ya'qub, and they made him from the Salihin. And similarly, we find Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, he's making a dua, and he says, وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. He says, my bones have become weakened. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. And my head has become full of white hair. In other words, he's old. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. And I've never in my supplication been for you ever shaqiyan, distraught. I never felt. And then why does he make a dua after that? He fears that his successors after him, he won't have a successor to continue the silsila of tawheed of nabuwah. And then so he asks dua, because why? He says, وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَتِ عَاقِرًا. He says his wife is barren. But look at his i'timad, look at his trust upon Allah, look at his tawakkul, because he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is musabbibul asbab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that can bring about everything. That even though he set the asbab in this cone, in this universe, if he wills, he can bring about something other than that. And this would be a mu'ajiza for the anbiya, this would be a miracle. And so he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهَبَ لِي مِن لَّدُنْكَ وَلِيَّهُ. And make for me from yourself, مِن لَّدُنْكَ. Not from me, مِن لَّدُنْكَ وَلِيَّهُ. An heir. Why? What type of heir? يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبُ وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيَّهُ. And make for me, who will inherit from me and from the Ahl, the Ahl Yaqub, this Ahl of Tawheed, and make him from those who are radiyah, who's pleasing to you, Allah, whose person who makes your kalimatullah, makes your word ulya, makes that high, not someone who makes it low. And so Sayyidina Zakariya made this dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him, we know blessed him with a child. Right? Blessed him with Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam. And so we find these beautiful du'as in the Quran of the Anbiya, right? For having children. And Sayyidina Ibrahim, when he was blessed with a child, he says, Alhamdulillah alladhi. He says, all praises due to Allah. الَّذِي وَهَبَ لِي عَلَى الْكِبْرِ إِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقِ إِنَّ رَبِّي لَسَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. He said, all praises due to Allah, who has granted me in old age Sayyidina Ismail or Sayyidina Ishaq, as we would say. And this is why, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. He's the one who's always coming in answering the supplications. So we should make dua. Those of us who don't have children, make dua. And if by any chance, and this is muqaddar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of us may not be destined to have our own children. Doesn't mean this, that somehow there is, we don't now, you know, this is something to be depressed about. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destines for those he wants to have children, those he doesn't. And whatever he destines is best. But in this regards, if you have the beautiful gift of a child, then you should be thankful. And those of you who don't have children, continue making dua. And the adab of making dua is not that you make dua and then you make your dua dependent on the response coming the way you think. Because it might be that the response will not come in this world, but Allah will store it for you on that day. And so even if you make lots of dua for a child and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever reason doesn't give you a child in this world, then you will find on Yawm al-Qiyamah your du'as stored up for you in a way that in the ma'ana, in the reality of what that dua has got, would give you far more than what you could have got in this dunya. And know that there are other options as well. If you don't have a child, there are other things you can do. You can adopt a child. You know, because having the experience of being a parent, even if it's not your own child, firstly, there's so much reward for raising an orphan, but even if it's not your own child, that experience itself is an enriching experience. It's an experience that makes you realize your own humanity. Someone who is not experienced that, and we're not going to say once again, is deficient, but it will be such an enriching experience that for most of them, this is something that empowers them and makes them grow in their relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and makes them in turn come to appreciate what their own parents did for them. How many of a parent will say to their child that you'll never really know what it means to be a parent and what it means for me with regards to you until you become a parent yourself. And so every single person in its totality, whether they be children or wives and the wives to the husbands, we are all mas'ool, right? In the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-rajul ra'in fi ahlihi wa mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi." A man is the shepherd of his family and he's responsible for his flock. And in another hadith, in a similar hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that the woman of the house, she is a shepherdess. She's responsible for the home. And to all of us, we're responsible. And Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri, one of the great tabi'een, great scholars from the Tabi'een, said that whenever Allah gives you a gift, commensurate with that gift is a responsibility. And what is that responsibility? That we honor it and use it for the sake of Allah. So this is just within the household. There are other aspects of this khutbah we have to summarize of siblings. Look at the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Sayyidina Musa with Sayyidina Harun, right? As a what? وَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا. That Sayyidina Musa was given Sayyidina Harun to be a prophet alongside him. And similarly, our siblings, our brothers and sisters are meant to be alongside us and helping us in traveling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if every single family just took that on board, repaired your relationships, and set yourself with your tawajjuh, your aspiration towards aiding and abetting each other towards traveling to Allah, then every single family would be mended, and every single society would be mended, and every single country would be mended, and the alam, the world at large would be mended. Because the family is the essential unit that makes up a community. So we as Muslims, we should never ever underestimate the role of our families. And we should see bringing our families into this rahmah is a way of us bringing that khidmah to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We owe it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to rectify our family's affairs, to do silat al-rahm, to always join the connections of the womb, to never, and if any one of us feels that someone's done wrong to me or he did wrong to the other person, then forgive them for the sake of Allah. What use will it be when you're down in your grave and the bones have disintegrated and all that's left for you is your hisab with Allah? Wouldn't you want to have forgiven someone else so that Allah can forgive you? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to draw nearer to Him, to enter true happiness into our homes and into our families, and to align each and every one of ourselves to this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May He assist us in the way of piety, in the way of obedience. May He assist us in the way of piety towards His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and towards those He's commanded us to be dutiful towards. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke Him for forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.